Welcome to day 8. Welcome to our second week of the Chopra Center 21-Day Meditation Challenge. This week, you will learn how to attract greater abundance by applying the laws from my book, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, to your life. Today, we'll focus on the first law, the law of pure potentiality, which asserts that in our essential state, we are pure consciousness. Pure potentiality and the field of all possibilities. When you discover your true nature and know who you really are, you experience pure being and stand fearless in the face of any challenge. In this state, you're anchored in the unlimited and eternal power of the Self, which draws people, situations, and circumstances to you to help support your deepest desires. Engaged in our daily activities, we sometimes hear thoughts and opinions, often expressed as fact, that do not reflect our divine essence. For instance, we may hear news that good jobs are scarce, the global financial picture is bleak, or the world's resources are rapidly dwindling. It's important to note that such statements are not universal truths. Instead, they represent a collective consciousness that projects an overarching sense of scarcity and the false illusion of competition. With so much negativity going around us, how then do we discover that deepest part of ourselves? Coming into silence, we are able to tune into ourselves and embrace our inner knowing. Aligned with spirit, or our highest self, we quiet the chatter and negativity of our three-dimensional world and tap into our unlimited power. Here, in the stillness, we experience our inner essence, which ultimately helps us manifest our heartfelt needs and desires. Spending time each day to silently commune with nature and witnessing its perfect intelligence will also allow us to connect with higher consciousness. And yet, another way to achieve inner calm is to release the need to judge and evaluate people and circumstances as good or bad, right or wrong. When we judge people and events in our lives, we create turbulence that gets in the way of our connecting with the higher self. Relinquishing this need will enable us to find that place of deep stillness. To put the law of pure potentiality into practice today, commit to spending some time in silence and nature. Free yourself from the need to judge people or situations. Say to yourself, today, I will judge nothing that occurs. And periodically remind yourself of that commitment. Now let's prepare for meditation, allowing this message to settle into your consciousness. Through the law of pure potentiality, I can create anything, anytime, anywhere. through the law of pure potentiality, I can create anything, anytime, anywhere. Now let's begin. Please find a comfortable position, placing your hands lightly in your lap and closing your eyes. In this moment, go within, to that place of inner quiet where we experience our connection to the higher self. Let go of all thoughts and begin to observe the inflow and outflow of your breath. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to become more relaxed, more comfortable, more at peace. Now, gently introduce the Sanskrit mantra for the law of pure potentiality, repeating it mentally and allowing it to flow with effortless ease. Om Bhavam Namah. Om Bhavam Namah. I am absolute existence. I am a field of all possibilities. Om Bhavam Namah. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, sensations in your body, or noises in the environment, simply return your attention to mentally repeating the mantra. Om Bhavam Namah. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and at the end you'll hear me ring a soft bell to indicate it's time to release the mantra. Om Bhavam Namah. Om Bhavam Namah. it's time to release the mantra. Please bring your awareness back into your body. Take a moment to rest, inhaling and exhaling slowly and deeply. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, carry the sense of abundance with you, reminding yourself of today's centering thought. Through the law of pure potentiality, I can create anything, anytime, anywhere. Through the law of pure potentiality, I can create anything, anytime, anywhere. Through the law of pure potentiality, I can create anything, anytime, anywhere. Namaste.